item?
891, authorize appeal of State Building Code Division's determination that city sprinkler ordinance violates building code preemption in the matter of the City of Portland, Oregon, Building Codes Division number C2015-0200.
Commissioner Saltzman?
Thank you, Mayor. When I became fire commissioner about 6 years ago, my first action was to introduce an ordinance to require sprinklers be installed in all nightclubs, existing nightclubs in the city of Portland. And I did that because I thought, you know, why wait till the tragedy occurs and then convene as a council at our next meeting and do the same thing? Pass an ordinance to require sprinklers be installed in all existing nightclubs. Why not anticipate and try to avoid that tragedy? And I believe that's what this council did in adopting the ordinance. Our ordinance was subsequently approved by the state fire marshal, and now we are being challenged by the Building Codes Division as overstepping our bounds, and they are maintaining that we are preempted from the action we took. And I should say, when we took this action, we gave all the companies or all the nightclubs 18 months to come into compliance. So I believe they've all come into compliance by now. But nevertheless, this issue persists. The Building Codes Division is threatening to fine us $20,000. Some other daily fines may be going with that. And they're demanding the council repeal the ordinance. So, you know, to me, this is clearly an example, and I hope Governor Brown takes note of this, of a state agency overstepping its bounds and overstepping it in the wrong direction, not making our public safer, not making young people in nightclubs safer, but instead reverting back to an old standard, which could result in a tragedy none of us want to see. So we're here today to urge the council's support our appeal of this fine by the Building Codes Division and the decision ordering the council to repeal the ordinance, which I would predict not one person on this council would vote to repeal the ordinance. So I think they're running up against a brick wall, and I hope Governor Brown will take note of this because she can make this go away. And with that, I will turn it over to our assistant fire marshal.
Yes.
Okay. You want to add any comments?
Mr. Mayor, Council, thank you for this opportunity. Yeah, first and foremost, it was about public safety. That's what we wanted to do. We don't want a station nightclub to ever happen again anywhere. So I support this ordinance and felt like we did everything we needed to do working with our counterparts at the building department and with the state fire marshal's office. It was disappointing to see that BCD thinks we went and stepped outside of our playground, and I would urge the council to allow us to go forward with the appeal.
Very good. Great. Any further questions or comments for this panel before we ask for public testimony? Thank you, and thank you for your patience also.
Yeah.
Any public testimony on this item?
No one signed up.
Very good. This is a non-emergency first.
It's a resolution.
This is a resolution. Please call the roll.
Saltzman?
Aye.
Udaly?
I'm particularly interested in kind of pushing back against state interference with our local freedoms. I'm also very concerned with public safety. But at the same time, I would want to make sure that we're not placing an extraordinary burden on business owners. So if that is an issue, I'd hope we could come up with a way to work with these business owners to get them into compliance. I think I'm a fan of the Fire Bureau and of Chief Myers, and I believe that he's not someone who's interested in creating hardship and kind of overstepping his bounds. And I just want to put that out there before I vote aye.
Well, thank you, Commissioner Saltzman, for your leadership several years ago and again today. It's incomprehensible that the state building people would want to not have sprinklers. I mean, it just doesn't make any sense. So I hope that our wonderful city's attorneys can push the case in court and get it resolved properly. Aye.
Wheeler.
Yeah, this is a head-scratcher, and Dan, you're right. I certainly would not take a vote to rescind that ordinance. It is in the best interest of public safety, and there have been examples around the country where not having an ordinance like this implemented has obviously made a difference in the wrong kind of way. So thank you for your strong leadership on this. The resolution is adopted. Colleagues, we are adjourned until 1 p.m. today.